What if kittens played the glockenspiel? Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today we're starting off with a question from patrons William and Sean.
Hi, I'm Will.
Hi, I'm Sean.
We're from Australia, and we like Pokemon! And we ask, what if Fred the dog had a Pokemon? Thank you, and goodbye.
Oh, Fred's gonna get a pet today. That's awesome. And we're gonna add one write-in question from a listener named Rhea. Rhea's 8 years old, and she likes books, and she wrote us all the way from Singapore. And she asks, what if a dragon crashed a party at your school? Oh, we've got a lot of fun stuff to play around with, so I want to get right to
your shout-outs. To Abby, who's 7 years old.
Oh, yes, and to Abby's little sister, Alice, who's 4 years old.
Thank you for reminding me, Abacus and Fred. We've got to shout out Abby and Alice.
Oh, no, but there's one more to Davin. Davin loves me for the dog and my long tongue, and he loves listening to sirens, but not like the sirens that go woo-woo-woo-woo on the island, more like the sirens that go wah-oh-wah-oh-wah-oh.
Well, thank you for being so specific, Fred and Davin. And thanks to Abby and Alice as well. Now let's find out what if Fred the dog got a Pokemon, and what if a dragon crashed a party at your school.
Fred the dog, we're ready to hear your demands. Just release your hostages from the observatorium.
Alabaster Zero was speaking through a megaphone to Fred the dog, who is trapped inside the school, along with everyone else who had attended the holiday party.
Alabaster, these aren't hostages. We're stuck in here.
Whatever you say, Fred. I just like sounding cool and official on this mega horn.
I think it's called a bullhorn.
I've seen a bull's horn, and it doesn't look anything like this. Now please release your hugstages.
Wait, are you saying hostages or hugstages?
So you admit you're holding your hugstages hostage?
No, I don't listen.
Well, isn't this your dragon that crashed this party and is now hugging the entire school?
Okay, well, it's sort of a long story. Can I explain it in a flashback?
Can he explain it in a flashback?
I guess so. That's more up to Mr. Eric, I suppose.
Oh, I'd like to hear a flashback story. It's like traveling in time.
Okay, yeah, me too. Okay, we want to hear the story in a flashback.
Yeah, I know. You didn't take your finger off the bullhorn button.
There should be like a bull phone manual.
No, it's not a bull phone or a mega horn. It's a megaphone or a bull... I forget it. I'm just going to tell the story.
Okay, yeah, tell me the story, please.
What?
No, where's the button?
You got to press the button.
I'll find it.
The button is literally right under your index finger.
Like I'm supposed to know what finger that is.
Oh, boy.
Okay, I'm just gonna go into the flashback now. It all started a few minutes ago at the observatorium's holiday school party.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the observatorium's holiday school party.
It was Abacus P. Grumbler, the head professor of the observatorium.
I'm Abacus P. Grumbler, the head professor of the observatorium.
And he didn't have to repeat everything that the narrator says.
And he didn't have to repeat everything. Yes, I get it now.
Somehow, despite the fact that I'm president of What If World, I got stuck chaperoning this school party. Thanks, Fred, for coming to our party, said little Zach.
You're like the coolest dog at this party,
said Zizi, and it was true. So I told her so. You know what, Zizi? I said. You're absolutely right. I am the coolest dog at this party. Not because I'm president, but because I got a brand new snow cake ball for Mr. Eric for Ifmas.
Oh, wow. Do you know what snow cake ball's inside?
What do you mean? I thought it's just a snowball that I can chew on forever because it doesn't melt.
No, silly. If you squeeze it just right, the snowball turns into a snow cake ball.
And then I get to chew on that?
Snow cake ball's can be powerful warriors, especially when they evolve.
I could chew on a powerful warrior, sure.
Show me how to press the button. You have to have a human hand so you can squeeze all five sides of the snowball like this.
Oh, I see. So you're the one who pressed the snow cake ball and make the Huggabee come out.
Why, that hasn't happened yet, so how are you describing it?
And that's when Zach, not Fred the dog, pressed the snow cake ball and it turned into a Huggabee, and then Gigi came up and was like,
"Now I can use my wand to help it evolve into a Hugoda, a giant hugging dragon that'll hug the whole school."
Then it evolved into a big dragon that hugged the whole school. The end. And that's how it happened, so you see how it's just not my fault at all.
I don't know, your story is really short, kind of one-sided.
No, that's not how it went at all.
Abacus P. Grumbler.
Alabaster Zero.
Why aren't we ever in stories together?
I think it's because Mr. Eric mixes our names up too often.
Well, that's just too bad, Alabaster, because I think we'd make a great team.
Oh, you've got that right, Abacus. He's doing it again, you see.
And so Abacus, the professor, who's in the school with Fred, he started telling his version of the story.
I was hosting the fourth annual Ifmas Observatorium party when Fred the dog rolled in like he owned the place.
Oh, hi, yeah, it's me, Fred the dog. I don't know if you heard of me. I'm president of What If World. So, like, is there like a VIP area where I can chew my snorky ball in peace?
And then two of my trickier students, Zach and Zizi, ran up to Fred the dog like the little sycophants that they are.
Oh, Fred, I'm your biggest fan.
No, I'm your biggest fan.
Let me show you how to use that snow cake ball to summon a cute little
Huggabee. What did you say?
Oh, you got a Huggabee. They're really rare.
It's basically the cutest thing in the whole interwat right now.
Boy, look, it's got those big green ears and those even bigger eyes on the little snowy white robes.
Huggabee.
Oh, that's good. Why did hugging me?
That's like its power. It's good. Hugs are its power.
Ha, Gappy.
Okay. That
I didn't actually give you permission to hug me.
Ha, Gappy.
That's boring. Let me turn it into an even bigger Hugoda that can hug the whole school at the same time.
Sure, whatever. I don't care about the ramifications of my actions. Just go nuts.
And that's how Fred the dog, with help from that mischievous brother-sister duo, ruins my holiday party.
That's not the whole story.
Zach and Zizi had pushed aside Abacus P. Grumbler and Fred the dog, and now they were talking out of a little window that peeked out of a little gap where the giant snow cake dragon had curled itself around the entire observatorium in a hug that just kept getting tighter.
Ooh, another flashback, yay!
I don't really think we have time for another flashback.
Yes, the hugs from this giant dragon are damaging the structural integrity of the school.
But our version's really good.
Yeah, because it's really true.
And as the giant dragon made out of green snow with big floppy ears squeezed itself tighter around the observatorium in a never-ending hug of doom, Zack and ZZ started telling their flashback.
Greetings, everyone. I'm Promessi Calculator P. Grumpy Pants. And this is the fourth annual something or other. I don't know who pays attention to these things.
Oh, hey, Zack and ZZ. Can I chaperone this party? I don't get enough attention as president, so I figured I could come here and mess up your night. Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, we just sort of wanted to have a nice, quiet holiday party for a change.
Well, if you let me chaperone, you can play with my snow cave ball. Oh, well, I'm very young, and I don't really know better. So, okay. Uh-oh. I accidentally activated the snow cave ball. It's just a cute little huggabee, though.
Children, beware! That huggabee is the cutest thing on the interwatt right now, and everyone's going to want to hug it.
Huggabee.
Oh, no. I want a bigger hug than this.
Huggabee?
Well, in theory, it could give a bigger hug if ZZ were to cast a spell on it to evolve it into a Hugoda.
A giant hug dragon? Isn't that irresponsible?
Yeah, wouldn't it hug the whole school? Even if the school didn't want a hug? I don't care. As president of YTF World, I command you, ZZ, to make this into a giant, cute, cuddly old dragon that hugs us forever.
Well, if you say so.
Hugoda. Oh, Fred and Abacus, how dare you trick these kids into...
Now you're not pressing the button again.
I am pressing the button.
I think you're holding the bullhorn backwards.
I am not holding the... I was holding the bullhorn backwards.
Yeah, okay. Now that the school is half collapsed, do you think you can, like, do something to save us all from this giant floppy green-eared old dragon that's hugging the whole school to squish it?
Hugoda, you gotta be a good Snokemon and turn back into a Snokeball.
Yes, you cannot hug people without their permission. Maybe give them a high five or a fist bump.
Or just a friendly wave. Maybe they don't like being touched at all.
Hugoda. No, I really don't think we have time for another flashback.
No, it's okay. We should hear Hagoda's version of the story. It's only fair.
Oh, but my school is still getting squished.
Maybe if Hagoda stopped hugging us first and then... All right, whatever.
Hagoda, Hagoda, Hagoda.
Oh, the Hagoda. Hagoda, the Hagoda. Hagoda. Hug.
Hagoda.
Oda, da, da, haga.
Hagoda.
Hagoda.
Oda, hug.
Hago, go, haga.
The haga, go.
Da, hug.
Well, that was pointless.
Hagoda only speaks like three syllables.
Yeah, that was baloney. Hagoda's trying to blame us for not saying that we didn't want a hug.
Yeah, Hagoda, it's on you to ask permission for a hug, and it's not on us to give it.
Hagoda.
And the giant snowy green and white dragon unfurled itself, letting go of the observatorium and all the over-hugged individuals inside.
We accept your apology.
As long as you remember to ask for a hug next time.
Wait, you children actually understood that?
They say it takes the mind of a child to understand the language of nature.
That was beautiful.
The snow dragon apologized for crashing the party and learned a valuable lesson about boundaries and asking permission.
Alabaster, you understood that?
Makes total sense to me.
Well, hey, there's still an hour 45 minutes left of this party because Willy Duck sort of happened right away.
And in the future, I won't complain about famous chaperones.
And I won't bring toys to parties.
And I won't turn those toys into magical hug monsters.
Oh, that was just normal What If World hijinks. The real lesson is that you don't ever owe someone a hug. Yes, a hug is a shared expression of joy.
And if one person doesn't feel like a hug, or a high five, or even a fist bump, you gotta respect those feelings, or you're going straight to the slammer.
Maybe not straight to the slammer, but it sure might not help you make friends.
Howdy, Pooch, Feralise, Alabaster, why are you three here?
Well, it's our IFMS dance party,
and I think we could use a few more chaperones.
Oh, fine. I suppose I have to rebuild the school again anyway.
Ah, God.
Oh, I'll have a hug. Oh, no thanks. I want to go dance.
Oh, are we group hugging?
Well, you can, but I'll just stay over here.
Oh, I want a hug.
Can I get a hug later after I rebuild the school?
You gotta press the button, Alabaster.
It's Abacus. You're Alabaster.
Then how'd you end up with my mega horn?
I don't know.
The end. All right, Rhea, Sean, and William, I hope you enjoyed your story. I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, Craig Martinson for our theme song, and all you kids at home who know it's okay to say no thanks to a hug. There are a million ways to say hello, goodbye, thank you, I love you, so find what's comfortable for you. And until we meet again, keep wondering.
The International Children's Arts Network, ICANN, is made possible by the Herbert A. Templeton Foundation, the Oregon Cultural Trust, the Brookby Foundation, and the Oregon Community Foundation. ICANN, poetry, story time, and music for kids.